Hello, brothers and sisters, it's Jonathan Ritter, and it's such an honor and a privilege to be able to tonight to talk about the Word of God with you guys. And the last two messages, they've been on salvation, because my heart's been really drawn to salvation and talking about it. And what I've been doing, we were doing this this series sermon on the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And what I'm doing, what I do this series, tonight we're looking at goodness. And what I do is I read our key scriptures here, Galatians 5, verse 16 through 26, and Matthew 7, 16 through 20. And all of these fruit of the Holy Spirit is part of a child of God. And in the whole point of the last two messages on salvation is we need to understand, we need to know for sure that we are a child of God. We should have no doubts in our minds that we are a child of God. See, the devil will try to plant those seeds of doubt in your mind One thing we should know 100% that we're a child of God. So what we'll do, we'll read through these scriptures and we'll pray. And then we'll jump right into it. Galatians 5, 16 through 26. If you have your Bibles or you can listen to me. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one to another, so that you cannot do the things that ye would. Verse 18, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hated, variance, immolations, wrath, strife, sedations, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, reviling, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. That was Galatians 5, 16 through 26, guys. Now let's look at Matthew 7, 16 through 20. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bring forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bring forth evil fruit. Verse 18. And a tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bring not forth good fruit is hemmed down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. As you guys bow with me, we'll have some prayer here. Heavenly Fathers, we just come to you tonight. Just thank you for the opportunity to look at these scriptures. I pray, Lord, that you guide and you direct this session, Lord, that you give me the words to speak to whoever is out there that needs to hear this message about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Within us, as a child of God, a Holy Spirit that lives inside of us, fruit should manifest from us. It should be a definition of who we are. It should be radiant from our beings. Because you said, by their fruits you will know them. By their fruits. When we look around, I don't see many fruits of professing Christians out there bearing fruit. You know their hearts, God. We pray, Lord, that they're truly yours. If not, the hell they're going to is beyond their imagination of their falsehood and their errors. Lord, I pray, Lord, tonight you just move over these scriptures. I pray that you, God, and you direct this study, God. I pray that your hand is in motion throughout this. It reaches out in the Facebook and internet or whoever needs to hear it. It reaches in and grabs them. It pulls them in. Heavenly Father, Lord, you know all the things that one may be going through in this time. And we lift them up to you, Lord. We pray, Lord, that this message uplifts them. We pray that if they're confused on salvation, that the other messages that you led me to preach through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it reaches their ears. It touches their hearts. It changes their whole lives. We pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I've preached several sermons now on the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and we're breaking down the fruit of the Holy Spirit. My first sermon, you can find it on my website, is love. And that's agape love, is unadulterated, pure, genuine love that you see that God demonstrated by sending his son Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ dying on that cross for us, bearing the weight of the world. His sweet sacrifice, the blood that was spilt. And we looked at the other fruit of the Holy Spirit. We looked at joy. And a quick way to remember joy is Jesus over you. A lot of people get joy and happiness confused. Joy is all about Jesus. Nothing about you. Joy in God. And we looked at peace and long-suffering and gentleness. And of course, tonight we're looking at goodness. You know, when we look at goodness here, we need to understand the way the world looks at goodness is different than how a Christian defines or looks at goodness that's demonstrated in the Bible. When you look at the world will say it's good for a mother to kill her child in the womb because it may not just be a good time to have a child. It's inconvenient. The world tells us that it's good to have children educated in the condom uses and sexual orientations because they cannot control their sexual appetite. The world tells us the Bible is just a book like any other. It's not good to follow it. Because it's outdated. We've grown better than that. It's beyond our standards. Our standards are better than the Bible. The world tells us prayer is no longer important. It's not good to have it in schools or in the workplace. The world tells us that we need to remove the manger screens, the nativity scenes, the school lawns, while permitting witches to be accepted into schools and military chaplain. This is better to have witches and witchcraft indoctrinated with our children than to tell them about the precious gift, Jesus Christ, that God sent down here to take away the sins of the world. The world will tell you it's good to let a child choose his or her gender. She feels like a boy, then she's a boy. If he feels like a girl, then he's a girl. They will tell you pornography is healthy. It's good. Watch it. Clearly, what the world views as good is not what God views as good. because all the above statements go against the word of God. It breaks my heart to see our nation growing more and more away from God. It breaks my heart when I see more professing Christians accepting this norm and remaining silent. The silence is the reason why we're growing farther and farther away from God. We will be judged for this silence and our lukewarmness. Jesus tells us, you neither hot or cold, I will spit. That means vomit you out of my mouth. See, that hurts my heart to say those words. Just recently, the Supreme Court passed a civil law that transgenders and homosexuals are protected under the federal law and civil rights as race and age. And now they're trying to push an Equality Act. I don't know if you guys heard about the Equality Act. Basically, you can look it up. I'll give you kind of a simple version or a simple laydown. Basically, anything that anyone speaks against a transgender homosexual is considered hate speech. Now listen to this. Anything you say, so me preaching right now, the word of God, would be considered hate speech. And it could result, well, I'll say it will result in people like me getting arrested. And they say that's good. I want to tell you, as a man of God, preaching out there and hollering out into the world to repent. Turn away from your wickedness. Turn back to God. Turn back to the principles that made this world, this nation great. Let's return to our first love and stand on the word of God. And walk more in the spirit and less in the flesh. Let's produce more fruit within our lives that point to Jesus. When we look at goodness, you see the word good within the Holy Scripture literally means to be like God. You see, God is perfect. His goodness flows every day and every night in our lives. Paul tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11 through 12. Wherefore also we pray also with you, our God would count you worthy of this calling. Fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness in the work of faith with power. And that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in Him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 15:14 tells us, and I myself also pursue of you, my brother, that ye also full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Romans 12:9 tells us, let love be without dissimulation, abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. You see, God is good. There's a movie, I don't know if you guys seen it, it's a pretty good movie. It's called God's Not Dead. And you got two guys there and they have this kind of little thing going. One will say, God is good all the time. And the other guy's saying, and will say, and all the time, God is good. God is good. Goodness is manifest through His mercy and grace that He provides for us every day. As a child of God, we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. That is beautiful, right? The Holy Spirit. We can provide that mercy and grace through the goodness of our actions to others all around us because we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. biblical goodness is godly love. That was agape love, unconditional, a genuine love in action. We do good because our heart hurts for those around us. We do not expect anything back. We don't expect no praise or reward. We just want to be the hands and feet of Jesus and reach for that person that's hurting. That's goodness. Ephesians 5 verse 8 through 9 tells us, For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. As true children of God, we walk in the light, not darkness. Our light should shine so bright within the dark world, they got to put their sunshades on because you're too bright for them. See, this world is dark. It's like a hole. It is sucking everything it can in it. Satan, this is Satan's world. And deceit is his game. Deception is his plan. He knows one day this life will be over. And his games will be over with. But his thing is, how many can I take with me to hell? I want to tell you, it's quite a few. Jesus tells us there's going to be quite a few people that will go down that path and will be damned. John 1:5 tells us, and the light shine in darkness, and it comprehend it not. Matthew 5:14 through 16 tells us, ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do man light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before man that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I got a question, guys, for you guys. Are you doing this? Is your fruit of the Holy Spirit of goodness shining so bright that it glorifies your Father which is in heaven? Or does it not? See, Jesus is very clear here. When we look at Matthew 7:16 through 20, and I'll read it again. He said, ye shall know them by their fruits. He said, we are supposed to be fruit inspectors. Somebody will take Matthew 7 and read that first verse up there. It says, judge not that ye be not judged. And they will spew that out of their mouth to try to justify their sin. And they're not grieved by the Holy Spirit. And they are damned if they're not grieved when that runs out of their mouth. You shall know them by their fruits. We should know our brothers and sisters by their fruits. Lack of fruit, they are not our brothers and sisters. Do men gather grapes of thorns? And this is not my words, this is God's words. Grapes of thorns or figs of thistles. This is what Jesus is saying. 17. Jesus tells us, even so, every good tree bring forth good fruit. He said, good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bring forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. And every tree that bring not forth good fruit, Jesus tells us, is cut down and cast into the fire. I don't know if you're looking at a bonfire as a kid growing in the country. You look at the bonfires, and if a little animal crawled up in that fire, what happened? It screamed. It died. Cast into the fire is a negative thing here. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. He repeats that again. By their fruits. Are you bearing evil fruit? You will be cut down and cast into the fire. If you do not open, truly open your heart to God and let the Lord work through you, bearing good fruit. See, that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will correct us. It will guide us. It will direct us. When we do make a mistake, because we do have flesh, the Holy Spirit immediately corrects us. You got this movement that is growing where they say you can live in your sin and still be saved. It's okay. You can have your best life now and afterwards. That is a lie. There's nowhere in the Word of God where it tells us that. Within Matthew 7, you can see there he speaks on quite a few things. But if you look at Matthew 7, 13. Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that which leave unto life. Few there will find it. He said, few will find it. He said, there's a wide and there's a narrow. He said, many will go down that wide, and that is today's professing Christianity, this modern Christianity that's running rampant. They don't believe in the Bible the way they should believe in the Bible. They don't believe that they should pick up their cross and die daily. They want to pretend to be something. They still want to watch the garbage on TV and let their kids be subject to demonic entities such as through Disney Channel. Nickelodeon. They will let their kids watch and they will let Satan grab their kids. Which he is. See, the narrow path is a narrow path. And Jesus says only a few will find it. As we wrap this sermon up on goodness, closing, I want you to understand take home message tonight is the world views goodness is not the way God views goodness. This world pulls you away from the true living God and say it is God. And this is how we're going to define goodness. It says it's good to violate marriage. The world says it's good to encourage homosexual and transgender with our society. It is good to influence our children to have sex. It is good to watch pornographic movies, read pornography materials, and that includes those trashy romances. It is good to teach evolution. That is the key within our schools. They are teaching evolution. You got teachers in there that are professing Christians teaching evolution. And that don't grieve their spirit. There is something serious wrong with their life and their walk with God. They don't want to teach God that He is the creator of mankind. He created everything that is truly good. It is good to kill our child our babies in the womb, because God understands that it could be an inconvenient seeing your life. It is good not to pray and read your Bible, because all of it's fake anyway. You can't live a successful and wonderful life by praying and reading the Bible. That's what the world will tell you. With our schools, they removed our Bibles. We really allowed them to remove our Bibles and not pray within our schools. And this has led to a generation, when you look at all the looting and rioting going on, this is a product, one product of removing God out of schools. God says all of this is wrong. This is evil, but I am good. Because of my goodness, I provide mercy and grace for anyone that truly opens their heart to me. It's good to wait before you have sex. Sex should only be encouraged in the confines of a marriage. Living together with somebody without being married is a sin. Where did we go wrong, church? We say it's okay for couples to live together without it grieving our hearts. What's wrong with us? It is good that marriage is only between a man and a woman. This is good and beautiful. It's good to practice watching television, internet, and listening to radios and your magazines. It's good to focus on godly movies and godly stuff on the internet and listening to good Christian music and reading good books that are a reflection of God in magazines. Not all this filth that they have out there. It's good to recognize reading the Bible and praying daily will lead you to a path of a successful life as a Christian in this world and the next. And when I say a successful Christian life in this world, that can include suffering. When we look at all this, is fruit of goodness seen in your life? The good news is, if you hear this message from a man that is inspired by the Holy Spirit to preach this, and you cling to it because you're clinging to the words of God, not mine, you can turn your life around by getting on your knees and saying, Lord, forgive me. Repent. Pray for God to guide you and demonstrate goodness in your life that will glorify God. And as in all of these other fruit, we've been talking about the same thing. The love and the joy and the peace. We should memorize these scriptures in Galatians 5:16-26 and Matthew 7:16-20. Pray that the Lord manifest the fruit of the Spirit in our life through the love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentle, and goodness. And next week we'll get into faith, and then we'll only have two more left after that. And this sermon series will be over with. But you can stroll down my website, you can see each of the fruits, and you can listen to the sermon. I love you guys. If this, whoever this reaches, just, you can contact me through my website. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. I'm all about one person. If one person hears the message that is not being preached in many churches today, that's all that matters. One can create a domino effect. As you guys bow with me, we'll pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we just come to you tonight, thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to preach this message. Lord, I pray anybody that's out there that it just reaches them. Maybe they never heard a message like this. Maybe they don't understand salvation. Lord, let this just be a stepping stone for them to dig more into what salvation is. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you just, whoever's out there tonight, wherever they're going through, maybe it's a job loss. Maybe it's being at home and being quarantined in their houses, Lord. It may be they're suffering financial loss, bankruptcy, losing things in their life, Lord. I pray that you be with them, Lord. You guide and you direct their steps. They're not alone. They're not alone. God, I pray you be with us the rest of this week, Lord. That you just keep your healing hands on our life, our protection of our life as we move throughout the week, Lord. Guiding and directing our steps. Let our light shine so bright that the world sees there's something different in us. We pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Love you guys. Reach out to me on Facebook or my website if you have any questions. Have a good rest of the week.